The other thing, of course, is there was no PR. No company had PR people in those days who would spend their time trying to persuade members of Parliament about the needs of their company or anything like that. There was an old boy, a Commander Campbell, I think he was called, who was also a lawyer and had his offices just by Westminster Abbey there. And when there was a private member's bill, he would help to suggest suitable subjects for a private member's bill. And you might get a note from him occasionally about some important issue that people were worried about. But, I mean, there was no lobbying of the sort that there is now. I mean, here am I now, having not been near Parliament, having had leave of absence for the last 2 years and really done very little in the House of Lords ever. I'm still getting invitations to, I think, 4 or 5 different functions a day, which are taking place or will take place in either the House of Commons, the House of Lords, or somewhere, which are of interest to a particular group. I mean, the whole thing has changed enormously. For me, it was quite staggering that before I went to Northern Ireland, I was really never hardly conscious of it. And I spent 3 years in Northern Ireland as the Secretary of State there. And when I came back to Parliament after that period, and came back to, you're isolated from politics when you're in Northern Ireland. When I came back, I noticed an enormous change, and that PR was really beginning to be of great importance. Industry felt that it had to get its view across more. And the other thing was that the whole sort of charity movement, and not just those, I mean, charity used to be associated with trying to raise money, but then charities became much more pressure groups than just raising money. And the pressure group side would be very active, became very active in Parliament. And the pressure group would not only operate directly with Parliament, but would operate through the constituencies and the newspapers of getting people to write to members of Parliament and so on.